From Oakville, Ontario, you're listening to Highview Radio, where facilitating excellence in the management of your wealth is our purpose.
I'm Mark Barnicot, and welcome to Highview Radio. Today we're going to be chatting about how financial advisors can move their practice to the next level in building a sustainable wealth advisory business that's focused on affluent families. Today we're joined by Paul Rainford, Vice President and Director with Highview Financial Group. I've had the privilege of working with Paul for the past 2 years and found him to be an incredibly vibrant and seasoned professional who has over 3 decades of experience in both the family wealth and group retirement businesses, where he's worked with both investor clients and financial advisors. During his career, Paul has had considerable experience working with and coaching advisors on how to successfully shift their practices towards a higher net worth focus. Paul Rainford, welcome.
Thanks, Mark, for having me in.
So the first question I got for you, Paul, is what are the biggest opportunities that you see for advisors in building a practice that's focused on servicing affluent families?
First of all, Mark, I think it's important to talk about who would be interested in doing this. It's not for everyone. If we have a group of people who are interested in moving their practice from where it is to a higher level, then we need to talk with those individuals. There are some people who are not necessarily interested. They're kind of happy where they are at this point, that our offering is not really going to be of interest to them. So we are not going to be on everybody's platform. We're not going to be working with absolutely every advisor. But those who do want to move their practice to a larger clientele, to a higher net worth clientele, would find this of interest. The opportunities are obviously to increase revenue because we're dealing with a higher affluent client. But beyond that is that when you're dealing with these clients, they have needs beyond just the asset management need. They have insurance needs, they have disability income needs, and if we're building our practices properly, we'll also have referrals coming out of the relationships that we've created with these people that will be with higher net wealth and affluent clients as well.
And with that as a backdrop, Paul, though, what do you see as some of the big challenges that advisors would face in shifting their practice to go after these opportunities with affluent families?
So for those who want to move up market, one of the biggest challenges will be that they have an existing practice that they have to manage. They've created relationships, they've made promises to existing clients that don't fit in this concept of higher net wealth or affluent clients. So they're going to have to figure out a way to manage that group. What we found is that if they now have some support people within their organization and they can now give them the opportunity to deal with the clientele that the advisor wouldn't necessarily deal with on a go-forward basis, you now have, it's like a double-pronged approach where you raise the bar for your staff and having them deal with the lower-end clientele, if you will, that have been the foundation for your practice. So that's the main challenge, is how do we now deal with the existing people? There are ways through it, and we're here to provide support to those advisors who want to do that.
Okay, Paul, can you talk maybe then a little bit around some of the solutions that advisors would have available to them to address those challenges? Because obviously they want to be able to shift the practice, right?
Yeah, shifting the practice is the answer. The solutions are manyfold. One of them is that in dealing with a higher affluent client and dealing with Highview, many of the time constraints that are attached to having built their existing practice will be removed. What I mean by that is, as an investment counsel firm, we are taking on the responsibility of the compliance, and we take on the portfolio management responsibility as well. So the role that the advisor will play is more oriented toward the relationship building or relationship sustaining side of the business, and the ongoing paperwork, compliance, and ongoing monitoring piece we carry. So it's a solution that can provide them with the opportunity to move up market without the time constraints attached to doing so.
And in your experience, Paul, working with advisors over the past couple of years at Highview, what would be some of the other features of the Highview offering that advisors and their clients like?
One of the main reasons why most advisors haven't moved up market so far is because they don't have the right solutions for that more affluent client. By dealing with HiVue, we come alongside of the advisor, acting as the advisor's chief investment officer. We offer the opportunity to broaden the perspective that the advisor has. The verbiage we like to use is that the client will never be able to outgrow the advisor in dealing with us. So they may be losing business to bank-owned firms at this point in time. They won't have that challenge on a go-forward basis because anything that can be offered by the bank-owned firms, we offer here at HiVue. So that's one of the main solutions.
And once everything is set up with HiVue in terms of the advisor's clients, can you maybe describe, Paul, what are some of the ongoing support services that we provide to advisors in helping them grow their practice?
Well, anytime you move into something that is different than what you are presently doing, there's a learning curve that occurs. And with many of the advisors that we're dealing with, they may be subject matter experts in what they were presently doing, but as they now move over into this area, they don't have the level of knowledge that's necessary. So what we'll do is we'll shadow them. We'll come alongside, we'll provide whatever training is necessary to have them understand what they should say when they make a telephone call. We will walk alongside of them in these meetings. We come to the meeting with them, acting as their strategic alliance partner. We will provide them with whatever marketing material is necessary. Once they get up and running, they won't require us to be there, but our goal is to get them to the point where they feel comfortable enough to be able to run on their own.
Great. Any final thoughts or comments around this, Paul?
I think that the way the marketplace is set out today, if we have an advisor who's choosing not to move up market, they're putting their businesses at risk. There's a terrific opportunity these days as people are selling businesses. If you don't move up market, you won't have access to those types of people. And as we know, the banks do provide a service for the clientele that most financial advisors have built their business on, and they can walk right into a bank and deal with with an advisor while they're doing their banking. Their business will be at risk unless they move up market and provide a higher value service.
Great. Thanks very much, Paul. Appreciate you taking the time today and sharing your experiences with us. For advisors who like more information on HiVue services and how we can help you grow your affluent family practice, I'd encourage you to take a look at our website. It's www.hiviewfin.com. I'm Mark Barnicott, and thanks very much for joining us today.
You've been listening to HiVue Radio, a media production of HiVue Financial Group. For more information on our firm, please visit us at www.hiviewfin.com.